What's up, everyone? It's Andrew. We are extremely excited to announce that we have a sponsor. So this episode of Friendly Banter is brought to you by twoguyswithballs.com. Twoguyswithballs.com is the absolute best place to do your online premium used golf ball shopping. They have everything from Titleist to Top Flight, and they also have incredibly helpful guides and like a scaling system so that you can really know exactly what you're buying based off of the way that they grade golf balls. And you won't find a better place to do some of that online shopping, especially when you shank a few in the water or in the woods and you need to reload. Go to twoguyswithballs.com. Use the promo code BANTY for 10% off.
This could be close. This could be really close.
Folks, it's great to be here with you on the Friendly Banter podcast. As always, it's your host, TJ, joined by Billy tonight. Billy, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks. Thanks for asking. It's good to be back on 2 weeks in a row now. So yeah. I'm really feeling the confidence in my pod game.
Absolutely. Like we've been saying it, year of accountability, year of data tracking, back-to-back weeks. Great to have you as always. Shitty night here in New York, but we have an absolutely fantastic episode, an interview ahead for you. We're joined by friend of the program, Harry Grosso, Division III legend, winner at one time, top 10 ranked player in the country at Skidmore. So we get into a lot of stuff with Harry. A very inspiring story of redemption and mental
to toughness. Say the least.
Yeah, stuff that I didn't know. And really gets into like the love of the game and some very, very positive words about how to come back from tough spots in your golf career, and find some strong success. So really excited for that interview. We discuss a few other great things with him, some things that we thought of on the fly, but, anything you'd like to pop in about the interview?
Yeah, we rolled out a new segment, we sprinkled a little pepper sauce on him and just did some rapid fire questions, and I think we're just going to call this segment Pepper Sauce.
Yeah.
You know?
It really came up on the spot, and I'm happy that we have a name for it now with Pepper Sauce, but really, really a great way to get to know, Harry and all of our future guests. And
yeah, the questions were like non-golf related all over the place. So, and it was just Tom and I thinking of questions on the spot I didn't know what Tom was going to ask. He had no idea what I was going to ask. And we're just like, Harry, we're like, answer them immediately. It's whatever first comes to your head.
Yeah.
So very, it was,
very interesting.
There were some laughs.
Yeah. Great, great laughs. Great cues. Excited to see the feedback we get from that one. And excited to do it with future guests. And I think at some point we'll have to get in the hot seat. And of course,
yeah,
a discussion of Nick Dunlap, some breaking news, from Korn Ferry. And just a really big breakdown of the state of the amateur and young man's golf game. So lots to cover, and looking forward to playing this interview for you.
Yeah. Well, everyone sit back, relax, and enjoy the banter. Is that it? Are we out?
Yeah,
I like that.
That's good. That might be a tagline that we always throw in.
And this whole that's good. Might just make the video.
You know what? Fuck it. You're in charge.
Oh, Nectar.
We are very happy to be joined here by good friend of the program, and just good friend in general, Harry Grosso, Skidmore legends. Great to have you, Harry. Wellesley, Mass.
Welcome, Harry.
Local. Thank you. Thank you, Tom and Billy, for having me.
It's an honor. It's a long time coming. We've been working on this in the background and you've been pestering me for a long time. So I'm glad that we could finally get it done. Obviously, want to just hear more about college golf stories, across the country, across the divisions, across the conferences.
Sure.
Just to start, Harry, if you want to give us a background about, you know, your background in golf and just how you got to Skidmore, why Skidmore was the fit for you, all that stuff.
Well, I just want to start thanking Tom and Billy for having me today. It's really great. It's an honor to be on Friendly Banter, and super, super pumped up for Banty to be allowing us this opportunity today. So thank you guys. Really appreciate it. And Tom, you're spot on. It's been probably 2, 3, maybe even 4 years that I've been working you to get on one of your podcasts. Is that right?
It's been 4 years.
Well, the podcast has only existed for 3 years, so
all right. So three.
But yeah, as soon as Harry found out about what I was doing on the side, he got on me early, and I was like, "It's not that kind of show," and it very much is that kind of show now. So it's time.
Yeah, I mean, full transparency, Billy, this kid was just blowing me off for a long time. Some would say disrespectful.
I can totally imagine a young TJ Holly in New York City just blowing everyone off.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it was before I even lived in the city, I think. It was just, there was no reason for it. But I'm here to atone, so.
The pod has made a lot of strides, so.
It has.
It sure has. Yeah. Coming in right at the right time, it seems.
Absolutely. So, yeah.
Well, and, Tom, what do we got?
You Tom?
Yeah, well, I want to start. You're the star.
I love talking about myself. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. I want to hear about more. I want to hear about how you ended up there.
Sure.
Playing golf in upstate New York is like?
Well, from Massachusetts, wasn't going to be, the star of a Duke or a Clemson, that's for sure. But always had a passion for the game, right? Always loved golf. Always wanted to compete. Always liked the people I met through the game. And I knew that was important to me. Gave it a good look around some of the smaller Northeast schools, was totally open to being closer to home, and landed on Skidmore and Saratoga Springs pretty quickly. With all due respect to a school like a Wesleyan, you know, it was just far superior throughout the selection process, and really just happy to have made the decision I made.
In terms of golf, I absolutely can't disagree with you. There's really no comparison golf program wise. Sure. What's the course and the facilities looking like in Toga? Obviously, a fantastic place to spend a summer afternoon or spend a day at the track. What kind of facilities are you guys rocking with?
Well, it was cool. So when I first visited there, it was an on-campus visit. So we did the whole tour, and we have a great hitting center. Right in the athletic center there at Skidmore, the Williamson Sports Center. So we have TrackMan, putting green, the ability to chip all winter long, and really cool, a bunch of All-American plaques, lockers, just a really good facility. And we had a full meeting there with the coach, and I felt like that was something I hadn't seen at the other schools. Fast forward 5-6 years now, and everyone seems to have it. And on top of that, our head coach was a pro in the area for a very long time and was able to forge a lot of really strong relationships in the area. So we had access to, we had access to Saratoga National Golf Club, which is a great, great golf course. Pretty high end club up there. We had access to McGregor Links in the town over, Saratoga State Park. And Saratoga Golf and Polo Club. And we also have access to Boston Spa. So we had a lot of different options. So I knew it wasn't going to be, being at the same course every day, just kind of going out there, getting used to anything. So it was a new challenge every day. And the relationships they had was very appealing to me for sure.
Yeah. I think that's something that a lot of people might not get about the D3 game. When they think about the D3 game, a lot of maybe dog track, public course. There's so many great facilities out there and so many great places to play. Obviously, we're coming off an interview last week with a legitimate touring professional. So I it's always
cool. Who'd you guys have on?
Lulu Almu, ladies European tour player. Billy, if you want to.
Wow. How'd you land that one, Billy?
Carefully. Lulu's a friend of the program, and couldn't speak more highly of the girl. She's a grinder. I think she's like retired now from playing like competitively, but she's still like ambassador of the game, trying to grow it. She's just great, great human being to chat with.
Familiar with that. I'd say the same about myself, ambassador, you know.
Were you just drinking a Guinness, by the way?
No, absolutely not. It's a nice coffee.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
All Guinness would have been good for the program. Yeah,
for sure, for sure. Well, I'll leave it up to the viewers to decide what was in the cup at 7:45 p.m.
What was in the cup? That might have to be the name of the episode.
I think that will be the tagline. What was in the cup? It's always great to hear about some of the stronger D3 programs in our region. There's obviously a wealth of golf in the Northeast, and it trickles down really, really well. I think you're probably one of the star examples of that. You had a really great college golf career as well. We can either jump right into, you know, some of your biggest shining moments, or if you want to tell like some of your best stories. You're the only person I know on a personal level to win a college golf tournament. I don't know if Drew ever got that done, but I know Noah never did. if you want to take us through what it's like, you know, the pressure of a 2-day versus a maybe a little bit of a longer event, what the win overall was like, how it all went down, we'd love to hear about that.
Sure, yeah, I'm happy to. Then I'd also, it would be great to tell a few stories from the road as well.
Oh, of course.
But I always happy to speak about the dub. So but it was going to my senior year. Just it came off a long summer bender with my good pal Noah Kate down on Cape Cod. You know, there was a lot of socializing, not so much golfing. And I'll be very honest, you know, I came in not the sharpest. So it was really, really struggling. And honestly, to the point where I left my junior spring, the number one player on the team, the last day of what would you call it? Preseason golf. So right when we get there, a little bit earlier than every other student shows up, we had about 2 weeks of just nonstop golfing. For some it's a tryout, for others it's to, you know, determine what spot in the lineup you'd be. And every year I'd been there, at least it was a more of a determine what spot in the lineup I was going to be going up against the other guys. I found myself my senior year, fighting for one of the last spots in the roster. it was pretty crazy. And when I say that, I'm not kidding. I was literally in a playoff for the last spot of the team.
Jeez.
And it was a really low point for me. Everything was going so great in life. But, you know, just forgot how to hit the golf ball straight. I was hitting it left. I was hitting it right. I was missing putts, 4-putting, 5-putting, junking chips, blading chips. I literally shot, I think, 91 in one of the rounds. Which was just absolutely horrendous.
Don't shame 91ers. I'm a 91er.
So. I was gonna say,
sure. There's nothing wrong with that, Billy. There's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
Tonic, but yeah, okay.
You're basically describing my golf game right now, just left, right.
Yeah, I mean, it was tough. It was tough. So I was lucky enough to keep my spot on the team. I guess the next day, everyone showed up on campus. We had a big athletic start of the year ceremony. It was the first time since COVID that we've really all been together, all the athletes at the school. And I just felt it was so relieving for me. It had been such a tough last couple of weeks. I'll never forget that was kind of like the turning point for me. Saw all the other athletes on campus, and I just got really happy. And it was just a thrill to be back, right? My coach actually pulled me into his office after that ceremony or whatever you want to call it, get together. And we had a really hard talk, because this was supposed to be my senior year, the time to shine, my last run. And it wasn't looking like it was going to be that way. And you know, we just came up with a game plan on how to improve, implemented the right practice structure. He came with a rage, started grinding away with me. Gave me some good tips, as I said, ex-pro in the area, knows what he's talking about. And just started grinding, really working hard at it. Hadn't been able to work hard at that due to the distractions of the likes of Noah Cade all summer for quite some time. It was really good, and I picked it up quick. The team went on the road without me for the first 2-3 weeks of the season. And my scores continuously got better. You know, anywhere from mid-70s down to par, breaking par, where everyone was on the road. We had a full team qualifier the week before our league fall championship. And I had been winning the at-home qualifiers the last couple of weeks in a row. And I went out and beat the whole team. So that was huge for me. They announced the lineup the next day. I didn't make the lineup. I was the sixth man. So they brought me as an individual to the fall leagues. And I get there. I knew the course. I've been playing well. Go out in the front nine and make four birdies to start the tournament. Four under on 10-tee. Make bogey from like 40 yards in the 10th hole, par five. Three under. Think I throw in another bogey, another double. Before you know it, I was at even on 16. I remember I sucked like a 30-footer to get to one under. Finished par, shot one under in the first round. So I was right there. I actually don't remember if I was in the lead or not. I think I must have been a shot or two behind. And you know, it was pretty crazy. A lot of other players asking me why I wasn't in the lineup, you know?
Yeah. It's a great line. Have another, nothing better than another coach saying to you, wow, you should be playing higher up. And it's the best feeling. It happened to me one time ever. And I quickly showed the guy why I wasn't, but that is such
a good feeling.
Also good not to have to sleep on it. Like, you know, chasing one or two back going into the second day rather than sitting on a lead.
Makes me want to look, but I don't think I can look anymore. But anyways, yeah. So, it was pretty crazy. We had a good dinner that night, went out the next day. You know,
what'd you guys have for dinner? You can't just say you had a good dinner or not.
Well, here's the thing. Let me actually set the scene for you. So this is a good example of Division III golf. So we're playing in the Liberty League, which is all New York State school teams, not New York State schools, but they're all in New York State. NYU, Rochester, RPI, Skidmore, Clarkson, St. Lawrence, and
Colgate in there?
No. Whoever I missed clearly isn't that good, so whatever. Yeah. So we all are, you know, upstate New York, so there's not much going on up there, but they find this turning. You guys ever heard Turning Stone before?
No.
It's a resort and casino in the middle of New York called Verona, New York. It's like the paradise of upstate New York. Beautiful spot. But you're not allowed to stay on the campus because it's a casino. So the NCAA doesn't allow you to stay there. So they have a stay like 20, 30 minutes away in like the middle of nowhere. So I just did a restaurant a lot of respect saying it was a really good dinner. But I don't really remember what I had. I just thought it was a good dinner.
Probably had a porterhouse.
Yeah.
We could go with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I went out, got absolutely hammered. No, I'm kidding. So next day went out and I think I shot even or one under on the front. But like I said, I was an individual, right? So I'm not even paired with the good players.
Yeah.
I'm paired with kids shooting 90 at this point. Back to my 90 comment, but literally in tournament college players and then shooting – you know, mid 80s, low 90s. Because a lot of these teams are not very, they're very top heavy. You get to their sixth player and it's pretty tough.
Very little depth at the Northeast.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for, exactly.
As one of those guys, very little depth in our world. How's the pace of play at this point? Are you absolutely slogging?
We were playing threesomes and we were in carts. So it was fine.
But
it was like raining. I had the rain pants on. It wasn't, ideal by any means.
Yeah, but tough conditions, tough guys. Like that's usually who comes.
You went one under in rain pants.
I actually wore it both days. But what I will tell you is I used to love when it rained in college golf. It would sleet sometimes in April. Because it knocked out half the field immediately.
Yeah, That's a real.
So all of a sudden, you're playing against half the guys that you were playing before. If you can suck it up, you have such an advantage.
That's a real like full time hitter comment. If you don't know where the center of the club face is, you can't say that. Like you gotta have control of your ball to say that. So yeah, that makes a lot of sense. That's a pro's pro.
It was good.
So you beat everybody out in a terrible game.
So let me finish this up here. So I shoot like, what I don't know, even or one under on the front nine, make the turn. I didn't look at a leaderboard all day. But I get to like 15 and my coach comes out and he's like, I'm gonna stay with you coming in. I was like, all right. I hit it to like 35 feet on 15, make the putt. So that must have got me to, that got me to 3 under in the tournament. And then I get to 16, and it's a short little par four hit, but like you could either go for it and take double into play, or you can lay back and it's an easy par, or maybe even a birdie. I laid back with a 4 iron, hit it to like this with a wedge, but the pin was in such a weird place, it like kicked to like 40 feet. But I stood up and made it again, made another one. Wow. So I'm just rolling them in here. 17 is like a 500-yard par four. This course was not overly difficult, but this hole was pretty long. Got it up on the left side of the fairway. Meanwhile, I haven't even mentioned this. I was hitting these like slap cuts the whole weekend. Like I was not peering if any means.
You were in that.
Was I was digging it around perfectly.
Yeah. I didn't know that was going on senior year, too.
No, I had perfected that. It was way better than what you saw maybe 6 months ago.
Okay.
These are controlled, nice cuts.
Okay.
I hit it up. I had like 170 in the rain. I hit like a 6 iron just short of the green. So like I wasn't hitting it very far, if that gives you any idea. And I chip it up to like 6 feet above the hole. I'm like shaky my hands because I knew at this point, like, I must be pretty close. Drip it right in the hole.
Yeah.
Make the par. And then I get to 18. My team had already played. I was an individual. I was behind all of them. Everyone's up on the green. Bomb a dry down the middle. Have like 230 in up the hill. I'm like, perfect. It's par five. Hit a 3-wood. I'm like, I can get this right on the green. 2-putt birdie. Yank the 3-wood barely off the ground, up the hill, on this like wide piece of the fairway. Chip it up to like probably, I had like 70 yards probably. Hit it to probably 30 feet below the hole. And I just hit the putt up towards the hole. I thought I missed it. The thing was in the hole. Everyone starts going crazy.
Wow.
One of my teammates was throwing F-bombs. My coach comes down the hill. He's tearing up. It was this whole to-do. I had this kid behind me that was number one player in the league, probably top 10 in the country as well. This kid, Joey Harrigan, he was still on the course. If he birdied two of his last three holes, he would have gone to a playoff. He ended up birdying one of them, need to birdie the par five last, and made par. And I beat him by one. It was crazy.
That's crazy. So, like, last four holes, you had, 130 feet made putts to win.
Yeah, three birdies in the last four. They weren't easy. It wasn't like tapping it at all. So,
that's incredible. Wow. I had never known the full details of that. That's a wild story. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it was crazy. Wake up the next day, and Golf Stats got me number 7 in the country. which is, totally not, like, true at all, but it was hilarious. It was early season rankings, but like I literally went from almost getting cut at, a mid-level solid D3 team to winning the league, 6 weeks later. It was wild beginning of my senior year.
Unbelievable. That's a great story. That's the stuff we love. That's like a kind of a Mike Ruzioni, like last guy on the roster, just buries the winner story there.
Unreal. That's like some insane mental toughness because like golf is already like a giant mind fuck, and then to like almost get cut and then just keep getting back out there to just get better every day and then go win it in the rain in rain pants. hitting slap cuts. I mean, what?
It was
what's
awesome,
better man. Than this story?
Unreal.
It was great. Unreal. We went back. Yeah, I was still drinking Bud Light back then. I remember I grabbed 2 big 30 cases.
Why don't you drink Bud Light anymore?
To be honest with you, it was before everything that happened. Bud Light just wasn't treating my body the way I had hoped. So I switched to a Michelob Ultra, kind of plateaued things out, if you know what I'm saying.
They are much better for the overall.
They're much better for, yeah. I mean, you see Chris Pratt's commercials. You can look great while drinking them.
Yeah, you can.
Spot on.
Incredible story, and yeah, I'm sure plenty of Michelobes we have our buds were going down and have continued to go down in some form. But we had a very equally as improbable win in the professional ranks this week. I know both you, Billy, and Harry were very excited to talk Nick Dunlap. I wasn't really paying attention to it until Saturday afternoon. I was like, oh, that's cute. That's a fun story. But was not expecting that. If anybody wants to get a first take in, maybe, you know, Billy, your immediate thoughts.
I just can't believe how long that drought was for an amateur since Phil. Like, yeah. I just would have thought there would have been someone else in that, like, interim time to, like, just whether it was a random tournament or a big one. But I couldn't believe how long it had been. And it just shows how difficult winning on tour truly is, no matter like what skill or age.
Yeah. We've had plenty of good amateurs, you know, take their shots. So that's a great point that they don't even really scare the leaderboard as often as you would think. It's really incredible what the percentage difference is from amateur to pro.
It's crazy. There's been, trying to think, Patrick Cantlay shot 60 on tour.
Yeah.
Jordan Spieth, Byron Nelson, 2011, I think.
Yeah.
He came really close coming down the stretch there. JT, who was the guy that Nick Dunlap, what was that?
JT had a few when he, like, his senior year in high school. Yeah. Had a few.
Who was the kid Dunlap beat in the USM? Or who was in the Masters last year that was leading it? Maybe it was the year before Dunlap, actually.
Oh. It was the kid from Texas A&M.
Yeah, who was that kid? He won the Masters as an amateur.
Sam Bennett.
I was going to say, like, I feel...
Sam Bennett, yeah.
Sam Bennett. I feel that, like, there's just, like, this, like, no pressure feel when you're out there as the amateur, because you're just like, I have nothing to lose other than, like, just doing decent. So, 100%. You know, I feel like that's got to be a factor of it. Because, I mean, they're obviously all amazing golfers, but just going out there and you're like, hey, I could, you know, miss the cut by 10 and no one's going to judge me. So, like, I'm not going to feel bad. Yeah.
And, you know, every time an amateur is in the mix, you think they're going to crack. And that just never happened on Sunday.
He
hit a ball in the water. It was like, is it going to happen now? Nope, didn't happen. Kept the pedal to the metal and took the thing home. It was crazy.
I mean, his current rap sheet is insane. U.S. Junior, USAM, North South. He won another. I don't know if he won the Western, but he won another.
He won the Northeast. I mean, he's the only amateur to win the U.S. Junior, USAM, and a PGA Tour event all as an amateur. Tiger didn't do that.
That's crazy. Yeah,
and he's just absolutely wild.
And I that's a great point, Billy. Like, I don't know how often, like, an Akshay, I mean, similar age, like, in similar incredible talent level, but it is probably a different mindset if you are working. Like, that's, like, he has no fallback of going to Alabama on a Monday morning. Like, if Akshay's missed 6 cuts in a row, that's a very different reality than going 77-77 as the, you know, tournament exemption and sending yourself back to the SEC. So I was thinking about that today. Like, there's so many young, great pros out there that you just don't really see do this kind of thing. It's probably paycheck versus whatever. I'm got 17.
Yeah, no, because you're like, it's a mind game. You're like, if you're a pro and you're not making cuts, you're so down on yourself. And if you're this college kid coming in, you're all hyped up because you're in college and you're like, wow, I'm going to be on TV, like, in a major event. Like, this is amazing. So I feel like that's just got to add to that momentum factor of just like, at least, you know, like you said, getting into like Saturday, Sunday, and then typically cracking on like Sir Nick did not crack, but
yeah,
it's exciting to watch.
Yeah, that's crazy. It
really is.
Today, I saw this as we were getting ready for this. A 19-year-old won the Corn Ferry event today. This kid from South.
Kid Aldrich, right?
Yeah, Aldrich, first professional title, youngest winner in Corn Ferry history. That he did it as a pro.
Is he from South Africa? Where is he from?
It says South African born, raised in Australia.
Okay, yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It's over. Like if you're 24 and you haven't won your major yet, it's probably over. It's not going to happen.
Hit the job market.
Yeah. Start looking for the live contract. See if you can get some guarantees.
I'll put a plug in here because I grew up with this kid, but I'll hold a future on the pod right now. Michael Thorbjornsson, winner on the tour in the next two seasons.
I believe. Didn't put he my just
money
play
on it today?
He Thorby? Just yeah. Somewhere.
Yeah, he just finished, was it tied 11th over in Dubai, maybe? At 8 under, yeah, I think, yeah.
Really
or
well.
Was 8 under, at, or was 11 under at 8th, one of the two, yeah.
Yeah, played really well in Dubai. Didn't he give the Open a little bit of, like, he had some talk at the country club? You follow him much more closely than me.
I think he gave it more of a run. I mean, he definitely played in the country club. I know he missed the cut there. But he's been around. I mean, he made a run to Travelers a couple of years ago.
Right.
He's won a U.S. Junior, a couple college wins. He's been really solid and done really well in the professional game. So it should be interesting to see how he does.
Yeah. The kids are too good. The kids are quite all right, which is very good for the game. Hopefully they, can have a tour to stick around on for a very long time, but. Very, very excited to see where it goes.
The kids are all right comment is getting me.
The kids.
That was good.
That's not my. Is that a Cheap Trick song? The kids aren't all right.
I think it's a movie. The kids are all right.
That's
it's a TV show or movie.
It might be.
I wouldn't know either.
I'll have to get into my
set. Amazing that you said it. I know it's like kind of a saying, but it's just funny that you said it. I don't know why.
All right, last little segment we'll do here with you, Harry. We're gonna go rapid fire, non-golf, golf related questions. We don't know what's gonna come out of our mouths, but we're just gonna put you on the hot seat and play a little pepper. I'll start it off here. I'll try and tee you up with an easy one. Other than Michelob Ultra, go-to on-course drink?
Tequila Fresca.
Boats or hose?
Boats.
Favorite way to tie a necktie?
Doesn't matter.
Favorite breakfast cereal?
Fruit Loops.
Favorite state to play golf in?
Florida.
Favorite Disney character?
Mickey Mouse. I don't even know.
Last movie you watched?
Little Fockers. We Are the Fockers.
Freddie Couples or Vijay Singh?
VJ Sig all day. Favorite swing of all time. Nice and long, nice and slow.
Interesting. Convertible or blacked out windows?
Blacked out windows.
Dog or cat?
Dog.
Upstate New York, Cape.
The Cape.
I was going to say Cape Cod or Nantucket. Shit. are aliens real?
No.
Do joggers belong on golf courses?
No.
Your favorite text message to send?
What's up?
That one kind of got me. I think that's very good.
That's like,
sup. All right. That's a great segment. I love that going forward.
That was the first timer.
Threw me off not asking what was your initial karaoke song. I had it all queued up. You just went in a completely different direction.
That's good. I think that's really good.
That's the point of this. It's to keep you on your feet and just, you know. We're asking random things because it gets the fans to get to know you a little better than just the on-course antics.
Yeah. All right. Very solid set of answers there, Harry. I'm glad that you're the first and definitely not the last to have to go through our pepper there. any parting words? We loved having you on. This has been very fun, very long overdue.
No, super long overdue. Just thrilled to have had the opportunity. I know not many get the opportunity to come on the show, especially going from woman professional golfer to me. So really just an honor and a privilege. And thanks, Tom. Thanks, Billy. Thanks to the whole Friendly Banter team. And looking forward to hopefully coming on in the near future again. So thanks again. Have a good night, guys.
We loved having you. Too. Thank you.
Cheers, brother.
Talk to you soon.
Swing it like a boomerang, a tank, come around, round, wanna hit the top, top.
Ooh, la, 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 la.
Chip, putt, you know what's the big whoop? When I play my game, and then I make my mama proud.
Woo. Smash, bang, you gotta hit the ball far, then the crowd goes, woo. Then you hear the,
ooh, la, 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 la.
Treat, treat. I want my birdies all day long, let the bogeys go. It's a hey!
Ooh, la, 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 la.